Beginning with mindfully holding in your awareness what presents itself in this moment. Allowing a soothing breathing rhythm. Whenever you need it, you can return to these basic steps, simply being mindful and allowing relaxation. You do not have to force anything in this exercise. Just allowing a playful atmosphere. Letting yourself be surprised by the free gift of your imagination. Starting with the image of a safe place. In whatever way it may present itself. Allowing all senses to be involved. A place welcoming you, accepting you, however you feel in this present moment. And then allowing another image to emerge from this safe place or independently from it. Opening yourself for the presence of a compassionate being. A kind and wise being that has your best interest at heart. It can arise from memory, or fantasy, or both. It can be a human being, or an animal, a natural being, or a celestial being. A compassionate friend committed to your well-being, embodying compassion in all its qualities. It is kind, patient, sensitive, playful and caring, wise and understanding. It has also courage and resilience in the face of life's difficulties. With a strong motivation to stay on your side whenever you suffer. Accepting you just as you are, with all your imperfections and your possibilities. Wishing you the very best from its heart, willing to relieve your suffering wherever it can. So, what does your compassionate companion look like? What color? What shape? Big or small? Old or young? Male or female? Where in space is it positioned? At what distance? Is it in front of you? Beside you? Or behind you? Now, visual images may vary in clarity. They may be coming and going. That's fine. Just allow your imagination to play with this invitation to create a compassionate friend. If this kind being looked at you, how would you imagine the expression of the eyes and the face would be? And there may be other senses involved. Perhaps a feeling sense of a presence or atmosphere. The feeling of a kind being being around. Perhaps a fragrance. And how would this being relate to you? If it spoke to you, how would a voice sound? And while imagining the presence of this compassionate being, also noticing how it affects you. What bodily effects do you notice? In your face, your chest, your belly, your arms and legs. How do your thoughts and feelings behave? What's the state of your mind and mood like? How is the kindness of this being received? And as an extra invitation, imagining this being lets you know it really appreciates your company. No matter how you are, it rejoices in your presence and lets you know you're precious. How does that make you feel? And remember, it is a practice. It may be difficult to connect with it, or various fleeting images may pass by. Noticing your reactivity to what arises, your likes and dislikes, is part of the practice. Acknowledging and welcoming whatever shows itself, joyful or sad, tendencies to hold on or hold off. Any moment, allowing for a mindful pause. Allowing relaxation with whatever there is. Returning to the practice of imagining a compassionate being relating to you with this very experience you have right now. How would it look at you? What would it say to you? How would it be with you? And how would that affect you? So, you can continue as long as you like with this practice of imagining a compassionate friend. And when you're ready to end it, just allowing time for expressing your appreciation or a goodbye in your own way. And letting the image dissolve. Knowing you can return to this practice any moment you wish. Imagining a compassionate companion. Wherever you are, however it shows itself.